This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The latest numbers from Case-Shiller CoreLogic show the West Coast continues to see a strong housing market, with prices in May rising more than 5 to 6% in several key California cities and double-digit jumps in Portland and Seattle, far outpacing much of the rest of the country. Here on the Central Coast, prices look much the same as the rest of the state. Joining us to explain the current trends is David Stiff. He's the principal economist with Case-Shiller CoreLogic. Welcome to KCBX.
Thanks, Randall.
What time of year do we most often see the highest appreciation when it comes to home prices?
Well, that would certainly be in the spring. So April, May, June tends to be the months where you see the strongest appreciation.
And these numbers are from May?
These numbers are from May.
Are these May numbers representative of a long-term trend, or are we just seeing a spring bump?
You know, over the past few years, most California markets have performed above the U.S. market. In part, that's because they're rebounding off of pretty low values. So there's been a stronger rebound in California compared to the rest of the U.S. But I mean, I think that's a pattern that'll persist for a little while.
Here on the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo County and Monterey County are seeing numbers similar to the cities of San Francisco and San Diego, well above a 6% jump in prices. Santa Barbara County, more in line with the U.S., right around 5%. They're at 4.9%. What is it that is happening in those cases?
Well, in Santa Barbara, it appears to be the case that housing affordability is more of an issue than in Monterey County or San Luis Obispo County. The California Association of Realtors calculates an affordability measure for all the California counties. And for first-time buyers, only 39% of buyers in Santa Barbara can afford the median-priced home. That compares to about 55% for California as a whole. So I think price appreciation slowing a little more in Santa Barbara because it's becoming a little more unaffordable.
Any prediction by Case-Shiller CoreLogic as to what we might see heading into the summer and fall?
You know, I think what we're going to see is a gradual deceleration in home price appreciation. We're seeing this in other markets across the U.S. You know, typically home prices rise at somewhere near the rate of inflation. So right now we have above inflation rate home price appreciation. So I think we're going to see home price appreciation settle down around 4% per year. And we'll see that pattern in California counties as well.
So home price appreciation that falls in line with inflation is considered healthy. Anything above that is considered a strong market or an inflated market?
Yeah, if you have a period of time where home prices are rising faster than the rate of inflation or faster than the rate of household income growth, it's generally unsustainable. Now, after the crash and during the rebound, we had double digits rates of appreciation as markets recovered. And that was fine because, you know, the crash reduced prices by so much and improved affordability by a huge amount. So the thing to keep in mind, in Monterey County, prices are still 26% below their peak. In Santa Barbara County, they're still 14% below their peak. In San Luis Obispo County, they're still 6% below their peak. So prices in all three of those locations are still lower than they were 10 years ago.
I know this isn't super local to the Central Coast, but those double-digit numbers in Portland and Seattle, what's driving that?
I mean, both Portland and Seattle have strong job markets and a lot of migration into the region, and that's driving strong housing demand and strong price appreciation.
Well, joining us to explain the current trends of the local housing market here in California and on the Central Coast, David Stiff, principal economist with Case-Shiller CoreLogic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.